The Bay Area loves to eat. That's what a new analysis from creditcards.com is telling us. Looking at the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, it finds that the Bay Area spends 43% above the national average on food outside of the home. To learn more about this, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Ted Rossman, creditcards.com industry analyst. Thanks for joining us, Ted. We seem to eat out a lot here, huh?
Yes, that's for sure. And this really underscores the point that your credit card reward strategy should really focus on how you spend the most money. And for a lot of Bay Area residents, that's food. You can get credit cards that give you 6% back on groceries. That's the American Express, Blue Cash, Preferred. There's also several credit cards that give 3, 4, 5% back on dining out. The Capital One Saver is a really good example. As long as you pay your bills in full and avoid interest, you could save hundreds of dollars a year by doing this.
Especially if you want to eat out a lot, I guess. Does this speak in part to how good the food is in the Bay Area?
It does. I think it also speaks to higher incomes. And, of course, with that often comes a higher cost of living. So that's where getting cash back or travel points from your credit card can be worthwhile. Most people spend most of their money on everyday categories like food and transportation. And credit card companies have really evolved their rewards programs over the past couple of years. They still have sign-up bonuses, but they're not as good as they used to be. But what has crept up are the ongoing rewards: dining, transit, streaming services. If you haven't compared cards in a while and you spend a lot in these categories, it's definitely worth doing.
A couple of other things that jump out at me in this report. You mentioned transportation. 84% above the national average is what we spend here in the Bay Area. How's that play out? What's going on?
Yes, and that's a great way that you can save, is if you put this public transit spending on the right credit card. The Wells Fargo Propel card gives 3% cash back on all forms of public transit. Similarly, City Premier will give you 3 points per dollar on all of your travel and transit spending. It's really all about figuring out how you spend your money and what you want to get out of your rewards. For about two-thirds of cardholders, that's cash back. Travel rewards are great too. They require a little bit more work, so that's why a lot of people like the simplicity and the universal appeal of cash back.
Yeah, you mentioned two-thirds of rewards credit card holders prefer cash back, but there are other ways to go, huh?
Cash back is really simple, straightforward. If you don't like juggling multiple cards, you could also just keep it really simple with a card like Citi Double Cash. You get 2% back on everything. That alone could be hundreds of dollars over the course of the year. But if you're willing to lean into specific categories like groceries, gas, restaurants, public transit, you can get even better returns. Travel miles are great too. They're not for everybody. It is a little bit more work to figure out the best redemptions. Not everybody can travel or likes to travel as much. So think about your particular needs and then pick your card accordingly.
Ted Rossman, creditcards.com industry analyst, thanks for joining us here in the Bay Area. We spend 43% above the national average on food outside of the home.